Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Tuesday, March 6th. Lower across the board overnight. A lot of the action happening in the wheat. We've got May down 7¾ cents at 501.5. Kansas City May down 8.5 at 537. Minneapolis May down 4.5 at 619¾. Some weekly crop ratings were released yesterday, showed some improvement in the hard red wheat. So we've got Kansas good to excellent up 1 point to 13. Oklahoma up 2 points to 6% good to excellent, and Texas up 6 points to 10% good to excellent. So after a pretty sharp run up here, a little bit of a pullback again here, waiting for kind of the next weather report, although the drought conditions are continuing in the southern plains and not a whole lot of relief is in sight. Taking a look at corn, we've got May down 0.5 cent at 386¾. December down 0.75 cents at 405¼. And in soybeans, we've got May down 4¼ at 1073¼. November down 0.01 at 1041¼. All eyes still down on South America there. It's a slightly wetter forecast in Argentina in the 6 to 10 day, but that strongest drought in about 40 years persists in the eastern two-thirds of the country. There are some drier conditions in Brazil at present that's aiding a little bit in the late bean harvest and also helping to get the final parts of the safrinha corn crop in. And drier conditions in the Delta will start to help with early corn seeding there. USDA did announce a sale this morning of 120,000 tons of beans to China. There is a WASDE report on Thursday. Markets will be keeping a close eye on the Argentine production as far as corn and beans and how much lower those numbers could go. In outside markets, we've got the dollar helping a little bit, down 50 points at 89.53. Crude oil up 36 cents a barrel at 62.94. And we've got the stock market up about 130 points in pre-opening trade. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great day.